what we receive, all that your grace provides for us, your ability, on your activity, Lord, just your faithfulness over us, and your loving kindness to us. Overshadow me, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty.
I was just thinking of all the things what the Lord's speaking to us, and usually we're kind of tracking on the same thing with Bishop Chuck and myself, and about just the importance of, talked about a little bit yesterday, the faith of Christ within us, you know, that we are in union with His faith, right? The faith of Him lives within us. And our Christian lives are coming into union with that, and into agreement with that, and what He's saying and doing, and verbalizing and speaking those things as though they were things that He's saying. This chapter 10 of Romans, I just love this. We'll kind of go backwards here a little bit, because in verse 17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by His word, by the word of Christ, right? We know that faith is substance, that He speaks a word first, right? And if you go back through the Old Testament, He would give them the words to believe. He would say, just don't believe, but here's what you believe, right? Here's the word. And so in our own lives, there's a word that God speaks to us. There's promises in Scripture that He declares, right? That's faith. And so when our faith comes into union, we start believing and declaring those things as though they exist. Okay, even though we may not see it. And that saying we hear all the time, we act like it is so, even when it isn't so, in order for it to be so, because He says it's so. Okay? Well, there's something to that. What Bishop was talking about Sunday. You know, we can run, we can get, like when I was growing up, I was taught that anything that looked charismatic was wrong. You know, that it had... left with, there was these ages of dispensation, and once the Holy Spirit had done what He did, you read in Scripture, and then He just left with all of His gifts. That's what I was taught. You know, didn't know any better. But I always would question people like, now, where exactly is that? Show me that in Scripture. And nobody could. You know? And they would just make up stuff. Well, that's just going, anytime you see something in error, and you try to in this ditch, it's easy to get in the other ditch. Okay? Because truth and error kind of run side by side. So that's what happens. So anytime we have a reactionary thing, we can get in the other ditch. And I think we've reacted against the word of faith movement, which there's a partial truth to that about confessing. Now, you don't get to just confess whatever you want to. If He says it, then yeah. then you confess that, right? And if He doesn't say it, then I don't just get to confess it, because, you know, that's where, but reactionary theology is dangerous as well, because then you get in the other ditch. And I think where the Lord is trying to bring us to the place is, no, start confessing what I'm saying, confessing the truth over in your life. You know, confess things that are true about you being in Christ, or victory over the power of sin, and all these things that we can just begin to declare and speak, you know. And I think there's a real powerful... So in Romans chapter 10, all right, we read verse 17. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of Christ. But then in verse 8, the word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we're preaching. So remember, He's talking to believers here, not unbelievers. Now, this is a really good scripture to lead people to Christ, which I'm fixing to say in a minute. But always remember, it's written to believers, that the word is near you, it's in you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. Part of the new covenant is God already putting His word in us through the Holy Spirit, right? It's written in the tablets of our heart. Just like we have the faith of Christ within us, we also have the very Word living within us. It's near us, right? You can't get any nearer than inside of you, right? That's pretty near. So we have the Word in us already. It's near us, but it says, listen, it's in our heart and it's in our mouth. Okay? So it's important not just to believe, but we'll see in a minute that we need to confess. All right, the word is near you. It's in your mouth as believers, and it's in your heart, the word of God. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you'll be saved, right? True. But that word saved here is continually being saved. Well, if I'm saved, why would I have to continually be saved? Okay? But we are, as believers, right? We're continually delivered out of situations. We're continually being saved. So this word is a now word as well as entering into the kingdom word, right? Not just going through the double doors to enter the kingdom. This is a kingdom word that's perpetually. One, that Jesus is Lord, okay? He's Lord over every situation, right? And we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the power of God, and we'll continually be saved. Because as he raised him from the dead, we also are being raised from the dead of situations, okay? But that's a really, and it'll make more sense here in a second. That if you confess Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you'll be saved. And here's what he says. For with the heart, the person believes. And the way that's actually written is, in the heart is belief. Okay? In your heart is belief. Goes on with what I said yesterday, that we have the faith of Christ. So in your heart, as a believer, is belief. Right now, you have it. You have the faith, you have belief. Okay? So it's written, in the heart is belief. And it results in righteousness. Okay, Scripture says Abraham believed God, trusted, and it resulted in righteousness with God. It resulted in well-pleasing to God. Okay? It results in the right. Righteousness just really means the right thing. Right? So, belief is in your heart, and it results in the right thing. You're doing right before God. Okay? And with the mouth he confesses. Okay? And again, it's written, in the mouth is confession. In the heart is belief. In the mouth is confession. All right? That we already possess. Think about it as something you have. You got belief in your heart. In your mouth, you have this thing called confession. And it results in salvation. It results in being delivered. You see how that's working? All right. In my heart is the belief that he's put in there, in this situation, the faith. I'm in union with his faith, okay, in a given situation. The belief rises up in me, okay? In the evil day, I'm going to let belief. And that says what it says, right? In the evil days, stand firm. All right. So I've got the word of God in me that rises up in this situation. And you already have victory in Christ. You're already here. You're starting from this place of victory. So whatever it is, faith is rising up in me because it's in my heart. Now, in order to get really delivered in this situation, I confess that as being so. Confession is in my mouth. It's in my tongue. I release that as I speak it. Right? Thank you, God, that in this I have victory in Christ right now. The devil, you got to go. Okay? I thank you, God, that I'm in Christ. I'm seated with him in the heavenly places. That's my reality. Whatever the situation is, right? Whatever that word that God's put in there, word of faith, comes and you agreeing with it. Confession means agree. I'm now speaking it. Okay? Just like Jesus did when he walked. He spoke it, right? He not only believed, but he spoke it. And when he spoke, things started happening. Right? God created the world through his speaking. He spoke it into existence, right? And in Romans chapter 4, if you go back and read that he calls into existence that which does not exist, he's able by speaking. Okay? So it's important to us, all right? And again, that's not a word of faith thing. It's just a very reality, right? And I've even seen that in my own life and just rise up and just begin to declare things. I remember one day, came to school, it was just chaotic over there. teachers, we had like three teachers one morning that all got sick, like with viruses and stuff like that. Chaotic kids going bananas. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? The Lord just gave me this word. This faith is in me, right? So I just walked over here and I started confessing it, what he was saying, declaring. And it just shifted. Things in the spirit just changed. You know? And I think one or two of the teachers came in, they all of a sudden were well, you know? Hello. That's part of just kind of how that works with us. In your heart is belief, in your mouth is confessor. In the believing is God love you, it's right. But in the mouth, in the confessing, it will result, because that word is continually, again, continually being saved. Right? We're saved, we're continually being saved. In every day, right? I had situations where I needed to be saved today. And then what you do is I'm into agreement with the Lord, I'm confessing it, and it will result in my personal salvation. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. This is important. We think that where the Lord's leading us is bringing us to a place to where we're declaring these things as though they were, right? Very biblical. But it's not declaring something that's not. Right, y'all got it? So, we're balanced people, right? We're always worried about being in balance, aren't we? And the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed, right? Or will not be put to shame. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.